friends and family, members of the community, within the healing embrace of God's love, we have gathered here on this 28th day of April, 2013, to remember and offer back to God the life of Norma Remington, and to thank God for the hope we have because of Christ's resurrection. A few announcements as we get started this afternoon. This would be a great time, if you have not already done so, to silence your cell phones. And the deacons of Gates Presbyterian Church, along with the family, would like to invite everyone to the reception that will take place right after worship in Fellowship Hall, just down this way here. Amen. The sounds of children would bring great joy to Norma. Now let us worship God and hear these words from Scripture, from Paul's letter to the church in Rome. I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray together. Our Lord and Savior, hear the call of your people who mourn anywhere this day. Grant your peace and the comfort of your presence, so that the living may be reminded that you are ever with your people. We who remain in the wake of death are charged with continuing what your disciples have begun and sustained. May we bring honor and glory to you, as well as those who inspired us, loved us, raised us, and nurtured our faith in their service to you. Amen. Please stand as you are comfortable and able for the call to worship that is printed in your bulletin. Blessed are the poor, for whom God has promised the kingdom. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are you who weep now, for there will be laughter. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. In this time of remembrance, we give thanks to God who blesses us.
The first reading this afternoon is from John 3. It's just a few short verses. However, they're beloved verses that remind us of the everlasting God and the love that God has for us. Within these few short verses, we're reassured that our loved ones have eternal life. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Amen.
And we stay in the Gospel of John for our second reading from chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. It was Thomas who said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The verses from the 14th chapter of John's Gospel is often referred to as Jesus' farewell discourse to his disciples. We remember that in hearing these words, the intended audience was a small community of disciples gathered in an upper room for a meal. They are troubled to hear about and to understand what it meant that they would no longer be able to follow their teacher, their friend, their Lord. And we know that the very next day, Jesus would be betrayed, arrested, and crucified. Lacking these details at this point, those who are closest to Jesus simply want to know the details of where he is going. They want to remain faithful to him and to his teachings. They want to share in his love. I also believe that those gathered around the table that evening are expressing a fear. They're scared of being alone. As God's living presence in their midst, Jesus tells them, as he's been telling them all along, God will not abandon them. They will not be lost. They will not be alone. The Spirit will be with you, will be your comfort, will teach you and help you to remember, will be your peace. And given what we know about what will happen to this faithful band of followers, peace does not mean they will be without struggle, conflict, or pain. Though we all yearn for a peace that means the absence of anxiety, sorrow, and troubled hearts, the antidote that Jesus offers to his disciples and to us, in the words of Frederick Buechner, peace seems to not be the absence of struggle, but the presence of love. Peace, or shalom, means fullness. It means having everything you need to be wholly and happily yourself. And there is nothing Norma Mae Remington wanted more in her life than to be wholly and happily surrounded by the presence of God's love. Norma was born and remained an only child to Jesse and Alfred Dart in 1943, and she grew up in Rochester and the Gates community. Though spoiled by her parents' love, a man by the name of Robert, the story goes, offered her a nice red apple for her hand. Well, I hear there's more to the story than that. But their love story would go on for 43 years until Bob's death. And even after he died, Norma kept counting the years his love filled her heart. In those years, Norma and Bob lived and loved fully in the company of one another, their girls, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, many friends and church community. Sitting down with Carol and Linda this week, they shared stories with me about how much their mom and dad loved to dance. They took ballroom dancing lessons and went on square dancing trips all the way to Hawaii. They joked about how their parents belonged to a group called the Saints and Sinners. They would all go out having a good time dancing on a Saturday night and all be in church the next morning. Quite a group. And indeed, Norma was a saint and a faithful member here at Gates Presbyterian Church for 56 years. Her sense of humor, her thoughtfulness and kindness will be greatly missed. She served faithfully as a deacon of the church, a member of the Ruth and Rebecca Circle, volunteered preparing communion, folding bulletins, and making crafts with the lunch bunch. Many of her crocheted afghans kept the homeless at St. Joseph's warm and abandoned animals at Lollipop Farms comforted. Now, the girls wouldn't always use the word saint to describe their mom. As most moms do, she perfected the mom look. They could see it a mile coming when they were in trouble. She had it in her mind how things needed to be. There was a schedule to follow when it came to running her household. But how she loved you girls. She wanted nothing more than the best for the two of you and your families. She loved every moment of watching you girls grow, telling those stories of you becoming young women, marrying, becoming mothers and then grandmothers. You all were her life, her love, her peace. For Norma, she experienced the peace and fullness of God's love and wouldn't settle for anything less. She knew what this love felt like. And she was really apprehensive about coming to terms with how that love would change in her dying. It felt like a lonely place to her to journey without those whom she loved in her life. We are thankful that journey was quick and she had her grandson David by her side so she wouldn't feel alone. What a gift you gave to her. Norma didn't want to live in any way that she couldn't be happy and herself. Carol shared with me that not long after her mother's death, she was with her grandchildren and the movie WALL-E was playing in the van. She felt her mom speak through the words of the captain when faced with the difficult decision of a gloomy future or the chance of something better. "I don't want to survive, I want to live," he says. And live Norma did. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." Norma's life was filled with the presence of God's love. In Jesus' death and resurrection, we affirm that even though Norma has died, God's peace lives on in her, now and always. Alleluia. Amen.
Let us pray. Creator God, we know you hold us close and that you walk beside us eternally. This morning, we celebrate the life of Norma Remington. But at the same time, we sorrowfully miss a woman who meant so much to each of us. Oh God, you are our rock and our refuge in hard times. And now we stand on that truth. We rejoice that our lives interconnected with Norma's life, for she modeled faithfulness to each of us. We remember her kind spirit and her quick wit. And we thank you that she welcomed your love into her life in such a way that it flowed from her to each of us. We saw her deep commitment to you, O God, reflected in her faithful worship attendance, her long service to the mission and ministry of this congregation, her loyalty to her circles, and so much more. We give you thanks for the love she knew from her family and friends, for the many joys that her life held, and for the strength she received from you during the challenges of life. And we ask you to now hear us as we silently give you thanks for our own personal memories of Norma. We ask you, God, now to help us release Norma to you. We ask you to look in love on her grieving family, friends, and church community. Help each of us to remember Norma in a way that empowers us to be, like Norma, your servant until the end of our lives. And we ask that you hear us as we pray together the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
God has given us life, and through Christ we have been given new life. And we now commend Norma Mae Remington to God's merciful care in the faith of Christ our Lord, who died and rose again to save us, and who now lives and reigns with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And may God's peace reign in each of our hearts, so that whatever we do it in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through him, now and always. Alleluia. Amen.